At a recent anti-war rally in Moscow, I ran into Andrei Makarevich, one of Russia's best-known rock musicians dating back to the late Soviet period. Now, Makarevich's presence there was notable beyond the fact he's famous. He'd come out publicly against the war in Ukraine at a moment when many of Russia's best-known artists were doing just the opposite. In a move that echoed Soviet practices, leading cultural figures lined up to declare their support for the Kremlin and President Vladimir Putin in particular. I asked Makarevich why.
Очевидно, потому что люди разные. Очевидно, потому что они по-разному себе представляют жизнь.
People are different, of course. Perhaps they have a different understanding of what's moral. Maybe they're in a position where they're afraid of losing what they have. Maybe their livelihoods are dependent on the government. I can't speak for them, and I don't judge them. Everyone has the right to their own view.
But for differing views on events in Ukraine, Makarevich and others have been publicly excoriated. Some have been called traitors and political prostitutes. And several prominent professors have been dismissed from university posts for non-patriotic views. It's all, say observers, part of a wider xenophobic mood taking hold in the Russian capital, one that's being encouraged by the Kremlin.
Некоторые западные политики уже стращают нас не только санкциями, но и перспективой обострения внутренних проблем.
During President Putin's speech announcing Russia's annexation of Crimea last month, the Russian leader warned that the West was using a fifth column of national traitors to destabilize Russia. Again, it was reminiscent of an old Soviet practice, where the nation's leaders rallied the country to defend itself from enemies within. At a recent pro-Kremlin rally on Red Square, marchers donned red jackets and waved flags, much like they used to in Soviet days. Only those here were with the organization Sut Vremeni, a matter of time. Members wore jackets with the insignia USSR 2.0. In a video manifesto posted online, the group's leader, Sergei Kurganyan, calls the breakup of the USSR a personal tragedy.
The destruction of the Soviet Union lives in our hearts. And as long as that feeling is there, the Soviet Union can be reborn. And the ability to hold in your heart what was lost is the best condition for revenge. And that, and only that, is what we want.
Such views appear to increasingly have the ear of lawmakers and government officials. Duma deputies recently introduced legislation to prosecute former Soviet Premier Mikhail Gorbachev, now 83 years old, for facilitating the breakup of the USSR. And the Kremlin has moved to bring back a rash of other Soviet symbols, including holding this year's May Day parade on Red Square, just like the days of old.
The Soviet theme park is very convincing. It's very marketable. It has a very strong appeal to a very disoriented population.
Sergei Medvedev is a professor with the Higher School of Economics in Moscow. He calls the recent embrace of Soviet nostalgia and imagery a strange game being played with the national consciousness. It's Soviet history, Medvedev says, only redacted to appeal to a new generation.
They look in the past and they see this, you know, rectified image of the Soviet Union, without gulag, without camps, without the empty shelves in the food shops, without, isolation, no travel abroad. They don't take this. They take, like, the positive image, where we're a big and respected country.
In the wake of the annexation of Crimea, President Putin's approval ratings have shot to record levels. But in today's globally interconnected world, there are signs that there may be limits to what Russians will believe when it comes to cherry-picking the country's Soviet past and searching for enemies within.
Был такой блестящий певец Цой.
Yevgeny Fyodorov, a lawmaker from Putin's majority United Russia party, recently found this out when he claimed that Viktor Tsoi, another icon of late Soviet rock who died in 1990, was in fact an agent of the CIA. Fyodorov claimed Tsoi's most famous song, an angsty cry for reform of the Soviet state called Change, was written by Hollywood producers to destabilize the USSR. Now, the claim was widely derided by Tsoi fans in social media and on online chat forums, just the kind of Russian plot, remarked some, that could only be found in a bad Hollywood movie. But the misstep with Tsoi was also a reminder that as contemporary Russia looks to rewrite its Soviet past, it might do well to heed the words of communist thinker Karl Marx. History repeats itself, Marx once said, first as a tragedy, and second as a farce. Charles Maines, DW, Moscow.